Dear Lord and Savior, we ask your blessing over this gathering today and encourage all to be living in that. And now, Lord, drop thy still dew of quietness to all our striving to cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Michael Fitz, and I am the honored to be the stewardship chair this year. We've already started hearing from the stewardship committee, first in the ministry minute last Sunday, and then the kickoff letter was passed out last Sunday where it was sent to your home. If you didn't receive yours yet, please notify the office during the week. So why do we need to talk about stewardship? Don't we all know what it is and what it means? It's our response to the generosity of God. And move on to the blessings flow, right? Yeah, but how do we know when we're doing enough? How do we know when we're doing what pleases God? How would we know if God wanted us to do something different, like, say, sing or play an instrument in the choir? Well, actually, I can help with that. I've been asked several times, why did I take up the cello? Today I'm going to reveal the really reason. I've always loved music. I played in the high school band, and I took piano lessons in my 30s, just to be able to play myself and my family. It turns out I love making music even more than hearing music. Yes, but why the chore? Well, I've been singing with the choir for a while, and as much as I loved doing that, I had a nagging feeling that I wasn't contributing enough, mostly because of limits along my voice. That feeling, however, was accompanied by a little voice telling me that what I needed to do was to learn a new instrument. No matter how many times I shook it off or what excuse I used, it kept coming back. I finally told my wife Susan about this crazy idea, and even before she finished telling me that she thought I should go for it, I knew it was the right thing to do. So here's the real reason. I knew then that God was nudging me to go beyond the limitations of my voice and to ignore the obstacles that existed only in my imagination. I knew then that I needed to make a commitment of my time and whatever talent God had given me to serve Him in His ministry. So what does this have to do with stewardship? When we think about stewardship, we usually think about money. And money is an important part of stewardship. It takes money to keep the lights on, as we've heard so often. However, it's not the whole story. The Episcopal Church defines stewardship as our personal response to God's generosity in the way we share our resources of time, talent, and money. Time, talent, and money. All three are important contributions to the ministries of the church. So one way you can contribute more is by doing more. And you don't have to reach into the pocket of your purse to do it. Now, if you donate your time to the altar guild, cleaning up the cemetery, or to helping the blackboard. Does that mean it counts as part of your contribution to the stewardship of the church? Well, to be honest, I'm having trouble picturing God in some sort of celestial scheduled A counting up instructions. So I don't know if it counts in that sense. But I do know it matters. It matters because our combined time, talent, and money are what make possible the ministries of the church. Whether it's singing in the choir, bringing the grace for coffee hour, or helping each other do so, they are all holy ministries. They make it possible for us to become the hands and feet of God, carrying His message of love into this world, a world that needs to hear that message and receive those ministries now as much as ever. We want to support those ministries because they're important. They're important because they are the way we enable the church to live out the call to be a community with our neighbors, to love our neighbors as ourselves. Of course, this means our neighbor in the next pew and our neighbor in the next street. And for them, our neighbors in all the streets, everywhere. If you're at all of a practical event, you probably think the same thing I do when someone says that to me. I may, but you can't save everyone. The thing is, God doesn't demand or expect you to save everyone. As John Wesley put it, what we should demand from ourselves is this. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as shelter the birds of the air in its branches. Perhaps you want some examples of the seeds that your many contributions have planted in the past. One good example is our partnership with elementary school. It's hard to imagine all the good that would come from all the seeds we planted in those children. Another example is the support we gave to three public parishioners, Steve Seeley, John Fittenden, and Susan Twist, who aspired to become deacons. Now they are offering God's word with us and with our neighbors in Southern Maryland. Perhaps you're wondering, what else could we do? What other seeds could we plant? What do you think? Well, here's a thought. Suppose it's Sunday, and you're sick, or it's coming on for some other reason, and you want to be able to worship with your faith community. Suppose, on the other hand, you could click on a digital button on your computer or tablet or your phone, and watch and listen to your home. Some of you might not feel so far away. So alone. We could live stream our worship service for the home. And you go looking on the internet for a faith community. Doesn't that sound like a wonderful thing? Now, what would it take for us to be able to put that into action, as well as the rest of the plans mentioned in your pledge document? If we can increase the total amount of our pledges by just 8% over last year's amount, we would be able to plant all of the seeds and all of those plans. As you know, that doesn't mean that everyone has to increase their pledge by 8%. For some people, a 2% increase would be all they can handle. For others, a 10% increase may be within the limits. All we need and all we ask is that each person prayerfully consider what they can do to help expand the reach of our ministries. And to be the hands and feet of God, carry these messages of God into this world. Now I want to share with you a little bit about the stewardship means to me. When I sat down to write this section, I didn't really have a good idea of how to express it. So I just stopped for a minute or two and listened as thoughts and ideas rolled through my head. Keep talking about it, but it's not quite the right expression, or maybe not the right feeling. And then, there it was. You might say, all my striving ceased, and I felt a sense of peace. But I knew what I needed to tell you this, really quite simple. Stewardship to me is saying yes to God. Consider the case of isolated members of St. Paul. Let's call him Mike. It means that when God, perhaps in the guise of someone who knows, invites Mike to consider joining the vestry for a second time, he says yes to God. It means when he hears that little voice telling him he should act on his love of music and sing in the choir, even though he's never had a lake of singing lessons and his public singing is limited to he says yes to God. It means that when a year later, that same little voice calmly explains that even crazier notion that he should learn to play the cello so that he can accompany the choir, making a beautiful noise unto the Lord. He says yes to God. And it means that when his wife, who has become a deacon, serving two new churches, suggests that they need to fill out three pledge cards. He says yes to God. So when you are considering your pledge for the coming year, listen to that little voice. As we say in the giving campaign letter, your faithful presence strengthens and sustains our life together. Stewardship is not a transaction of dollars and cents. Stewardship is what we do all the time. So be careful to consider how you can change, and if you change, I'll give you back to God. Send them to God, the gracious and share with you. And say yes to God.